On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Oh, hello there. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning into the show. You know, it's a big day here, KSRO Ask the Expert series.
This is a big anniversary.
6 years. Yes, I'm reminded by that because our first show was the day after the State of the Union address.
Right.
And, you know, it was our first topic. This time I was on an airplane.
Okay.
I was traveling back from Denver, so I didn't get to see it. Mm-hmm. And although I hear it's still running, it's the longest in history, right? So it's still on.
Right.
So we'll tune back in and see where we've left off. 2 hours, I believe, is bloviation occurred. I actually heard good things. I heard it was a unifying State of the Union. I heard people, 75% approval from a CBS poll, although I think only 25% of them were Democrats in the poll, which is interesting.
Right.
Take that away, carry the two.
Right.
Oh, yeah, none of the Democrats liked it. It's interesting each year that goes by how my show slowly evolves. You know, we used to be called The Lone Show, which is really one-dimensional.
Right.
And the reason for that is because I'm in the mortgage business, and KSRO invited me in to be part of this expert series, and the show's evolved. And you know, much to your credit, I think, Michelle, we've, as a team, covered topics and had some really great guests and taken the show in a much broader range of conversation, including a lot of realtors out there who give us, you know, sort of boots on the ground information about what's happening out there. I've really enjoyed where this has gone, where we've been, where we're headed. Now, of course, the show being called On Air with George Adair, just to expand the topic lines beyond just loans.
Right.
So, let's bring on our real estate guest for today, Taylor Mason. Taylor, how you doing, buddy?
George. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, Taylor. It's been a while since we've had you on the show. Reached out and said, hey. He said, did we break up? And I said, no.
I actually thought we might have broken up.
No, Taylor, you know what it is, bud? It's the holidays. You know, there's only so much we can fit into the shows. And I'm really glad that we got you back on because you always give us a nice little perspective on what's happening out there in the community. Of course, Taylor Mason with RE/MAX. You've been doing this now for almost, 15 years or so, Taylor?
14, yeah. I keep saying 14. I'll have to check the date for the 15.
But that's all right. I keep telling people I'm 27, so, you know. I got into the business when I was 3. So, it's been an evolution of the show for 6 years, Taylor. I was talking about how we started exactly 6 years ago because I'm always reminded that my show began the day after the State of the Union address. So did you happen to catch that last night?
Did I catch that last night?
Yeah, the State of the Union.
Oh, no, I actually did not.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I heard a lot of good things about it, but, you know, of course, it's such a macro conversation the president has with the country. Tell us what's happening in our local neighborhoods. You have some stats. I mean, the inventory numbers are absolutely astounding at how low we are looking at. Current inventory in Rohnert Park, how many houses do we have now?
13 homes. Can you believe that?
13?
13 houses.
13.
Homes, not even houses. That's just homes, right?
Houses.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not condos, actually. That's
okay, so single-family residences.
Oh my goodness.
13. So, what kind of pressure is that putting on the market, Taylor? I mean, really, it's got to be really frustrating for you as a professional.
It is, and I kind of feel bad because the prices were already high, and then we had the fires, right? And you know, that affected it to where they went even a little bit higher. But I feel like the building, you know, I just drove past this place in Rohnert Park right now, near Petaluma Hill Road, near Sonoma State, where they're building.
Yeah, I think we heard your blinker.
You did? That's why I pulled over. But yeah, I think it's going to take a little while, maybe a couple years to rebuild, and then things should get better.
Well, talk to us about Rona Park was touting, you know, we've been talking about it for a couple of years now, that Rona Park would be the next, you know, housing boon for Sonoma County. What's happening in Rona Park with regards to new development and all those, all that land out there in the eastern part of the area?
Well, they're building them as we speak right now. I mean, there's probably a third of them done, and I don't think they're selling them yet, but man, they're going up fast. So
okay, and so that's going to flood the market. So they're going to start to hit. Now, they don't really flood the market, Michelle. What they'll do is they'll start to trickle them in because they don't want to just flood the market.
Right.
So they'll the builders will always release them in phases, essentially.
But it's kind of cool because then people will list their homes and, you know, to move over there.
In this area, in this time of people's lives, so we have a group called, we call them the millennials. Those are the folks under, you know, around the 30s or younger, so 25 to 35-year-olds. And then you've got the aging population, those going into their golden years and retirement. So millennials are first-time home buyers, typically. And then you've got the retirees, and they might be moved down buyers, right, Taylor? Like they might take their two-story house that they live in and want to go find a smaller single-level house, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's cute you said that because, you know, they don't make too many single levels anymore. All these new homes go straight up as two stories. But I have two different buyers looking for a single level right now.
Yeah.
Which is tough. It's like, well, because, you know, go see how many single levels are in Rona Park. There's just not that many.
So if you just joined us, I've got Taylor Mason. He's a realtor now of 14-ish years. I think we've established it's 14-ish years. He's with REMAX in Rona Park, but he works all over Sonoma County. He's a good friend of mine. Great guy to work with. So Taylor, the new housing developments are seemingly having smaller lots going up instead of wide. And then we've got the areas of course, rebuilding from the fires. That'll be a couple of years. So what are we looking at? I mean, what's going to happen, in your opinion, over the next 12 to 24 months with housing? What are you telling your buyers with regards to inventory?
I don't know. I mean, if they're paying rent, rents are way up too. So if they can afford to buy a house, I'd still go do it. You know, because over time, up and down, yeah, we're at a peak right now, but so are rents, right?
Yeah, I think the two trend lines are very similar behavior. And when you have the rent, you know, Michelle, you got to think about it as a renter.
Mm-hmm.
You are not in control of your future beyond the term of your lease. And landlords are typically capped at 10% a year increases. And they're doing it. It's
they
just
are.
Crazy.
They're totally doing
they're
it.
They're totally doing it. Cost of ownership goes up as well. Property taxes go up. In this area, we're going to see insurance probably go up. And then if people have adjustable rate mortgages, those go up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these cost factors, and landlords, they, you know, also just want to take advantage of their investment and make money. So ownership's a good way to go. So Taylor, what role does a lender play in the conversation with a buyer? Like, at what point do you have the lender get involved in the conversation?
Well, definitely, you know, I want to work with a local lender here, like Georgia there at Bay Equity. And, you know, have them meet you first to make sure they've got the green light to go purchase a home. And it's free to meet with you. So, I you know,
yeah,
and I trust you. Once we get that green light, I know it's real. It's legit.
Yeah. And let's talk about real versus and legit versus do-it-yourself lending, Taylor. I mean, I'm seeing so many people say that they navigate the process to get pre-approved all on the internet with somebody, you know, that doesn't know what they're doing. That can be pretty dangerous, right? I mean, really, I think having a conversation face to face, at least having a phone conversation with somebody that can give you the information you need, and then generate a pre-approval around that is so much better than do-it-yourself lending with, you know, the online internet lenders, right?
No, it goes a long ways. I mean, if I have a listing, one out of the 13 in Rona Park, and there's, you know, three offers on our listing, and one's from, you know, Bay Equity right here, and then two of them are from an online source that are out of the area or sometimes out of the state, then we're going to lean towards the local lender.
I think there's a propensity for people to want to go online because of the convenience factor, right? But folks have got to realize this isn't like a commodity. You know, you're not buying something off of Amazon.
Right. Right.
It's a big transaction.
No, it's also true that other good agents know who you are, and other good agents know who I am, and we all kind of work together locally.
We do. I think in Sonoma County, it's really important that people are working with a good partner in their purchase process, and you know, whether it's you know, buying a condo or an investment property or buying something you're going to live in, it's a really competitive market, and so having all those tools available to you is huge. Look, do it yourself lending and you know, the rise of Zillow in people's lives to buy a house, you know, and Redfin and all these other, it's never going to replace what Taylor Mason knows about E section of Roner Park.
Right. Or those M-section. Relationships that you have between the agents, between the lenders. Those are solid relationships.
There really is. And you know what, Michelle, it's funny because I have two buyers right now. One's all cash and one's going to put $130,000 down. We need to have them talk with you, George.
Yeah.
And they each want a house. And instead of them just waiting, you know, there's 13 homes now, I'm calling other good agents saying, hey, this is Taylor Mason, Remax. Do you have something in your back pocket or a listing coming up in the next couple of weeks? And oftentimes they say, well, yes, I do.
Yeah, I think, and people sometimes feel threatened by that. They feel like, oh, there's this good old boy club going on. No, what it is there's so much demand out there. People don't want their open house on a Sunday because they want to hang out at their own house, right? So they might not even put a sign out in their yard anymore. There's less and less of that, right, Taylor? And people's self-promotion or letting the realtors promote listings, that's kind of going to the wayside too, right?
Yeah, especially on Super Bowl Sunday.
You know? That's right. That's right. Well, hey, Taylor, I got to go to commercial break. Folks, if you want to work with a great agent, you know, he gets my endorsement simply because I trust him and I've done deals with him. He's a great guy. Taylor Mason with Remax. You can reach him by calling 707-484-0295, 484-0295. There's a shakeout happening right now, Michelle. A lot of realtors aren't just not going to make things happen for him because of the inventory.
Yeah.
Taylor Mason's in it for the long haul. You know, he's got it down. So I really think people should give him a call. Taylor, thanks for calling in today.
I appreciate it, George. Thanks, guys.
Good luck out there.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
We're going to go to commercial break. I'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm digital pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County. This is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans, and I'm proud to present a loan program exclusively offered by Bay Equity. We call it Giving to Heroes. Giving to Heroes is a loan program offered to our local heroes, including firefighters, teachers, police officers, public safety, veterans, and healthcare professionals. Active or retired, Giving to Heroes from Bay Equity Home Loans is giving back to those who serve our country and our local community. If you're considering buying or selling or even refinancing your home, you may be able to save thousands of dollars. For details and availability of this wonderful program, please visit the Giving to Heroes website at givingtoheroes.net or call us at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans. Call 583-8100. 8100.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
You know, when I first meet a homeowner or a potential homeowner and they want to get pre-approved, I talk to them. I say, first question is, do you have a real estate agent? Mm-hmm. And I get a whole multitude of answers to that question. Some of them will say, oh yeah, absolutely. Boom. This is my agent. And I go, great. I know that person. Or if I don't, I hope to meet him, you mm-hmm. know, soon, him or her soon. If they say, oh, I got recommended this person, I can't remember their name, and I go, well, okay, let me give you a short list of realtors that I like. And folks, the reason I invite those realtors on this show is because I want you to hear what they have to say. I want you to hear about their expertise. I mean, this is part of what the show's about. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
About moot. And that's why I have him on the show. So if you want to interview a really great realtor for listing your house or for buying something, call Taylor Mason again. It's number 707-484-0295. I think you'll be happy, especially Runner Park. He knows it, so it's a good area.
And I like that you said to interview an agent, because you should. You really should not just sort of go with whoever, because if they worked for your friend, they might not have a great style with you.
So. It's totally true. And there's so many personality types out there. You know, Taylor is going to be really good to a certain segment, but maybe there's, you know, other realtors that we know that are good for another segment, right. You know. Let's say that you're entering retirement and you want to go find a home out in Oakmont. You know, that's a really niche-y, specialized area, and there's great realtors out there. I work with one named Carl Balsillet. He's fantastic. And he knows Oakmont. So, you know, there's thousands and thousands of real estate agents in this community. I think there's a shakeout happening because it's hard for that business right now. I feel for them. It's a commission-only job, and so many are not closing transactions because there's 13 houses in Runner Park for sale right now.
Right.
Windsor, you know, Windsor's got hardly anything happening. It's just... I don't know. This is a very strange marketplace that we're in. The projections, Bay Equity is projecting that there will be an 8% decline in mortgage loan originations in the year of 2018. Not for our business, but this is in an aggregate across the country. A lot of that's because there'll be less refinances. But I think in this market, I think it's going to be a really quiet year. People are trying to figure out what they're going to do, and there's a sad exodus. You know, we all know people that have already left, largely because of it started with unaffordable housing, and then employment. Actually, it started with unemployment. You couldn't get a job because there was not enough industry here, in my opinion, sustainable. And then it's too expensive to live here, and then. Now we have the fires.
Right.
People are leaving the market. It's just a very strange time for us. So now we have this the tax change. The new tax laws are going into effect for this year. And National Association of Realtors is warning that that could actually have a negative, put some downward pressure on home prices.
Really?
Yeah, it's interesting. So they've got a guy, I've talked about him before. His name is Lawrence Yun. He's the chief economist for NAR, National Association of Realtors. And, you know, he comes out with his analysis every month of what's happening. But what I found notable was he says, in the short term, the larger paychecks most households will see from the tax cuts may give prospective buyers the ability to save for a larger down payment this year. And the healthy labor economy and job market will continue to boost demand. However, there's no doubt the nation's most expensive markets with high property taxes are going to be adversely impacted by the tax law. First off, I disagree with him. People aren't going to get enough out of their paycheck to save more for a down payment. I think that's a silly comment. He's a smart dude, and I'm not sure why he said that. Because how much more are you going to get on your paycheck? Let's say you get $500 a month on your paycheck. After you pay, you know, you go take yourself and treat yourself out to dinner and, you know, have a little more fun. Now you got $300 extra a month. You got to save that and no, you're not going to put that down as a down payment. You're not going to save $3,600 a year and use that for a down payment. That's just not reality. So unfortunately, a reality check for Mr. Yun there. But I will say he's correct that the conversation about how this tax plan is affecting people's desire to buy real estate and to finance real estate and to live in California and to live in other areas where there's really high property taxes and we have high state taxes and now we have high home prices. Mm-hmm. You know, the median home price in Sonoma County is in the mid 600s, right? 650-ish. Yeah, well, Napa, way higher. San Francisco, Marin, way out of control, right? You can't deduct your property taxes or your state income taxes over $10,000 a year. And your mortgage interest is capped at $750. So the incentive, I agree with Mr. Yun on, is, I don't know, maybe he's a PhD. We'll call him Mr. Yun. What I agree on is the de-incentivization of home ownership. It's going to be tough. I just had a conversation with a guy. He says, my monthly payment is going to be $4,900 a month, George. And I'm like, yeah, that's what it's going to be. And of that, $750 of it is county taxes. You know, you take the annual number for your taxes and you divide by 12. most people should impound that, because otherwise at Christmas time and income tax time, December 10th and April 10th, you got to pay that tax bill. So most people put it in their monthly payment. So $750 a month just on property taxes.
Wow.
You know, it's a big number, you know? So there's going to be a sort of a reduction in demand in this area. Maybe it'll be a little bit of an equalizer, but I don't know. I think we've got to look at what's happening with Silicon Valley. Folks are selling their houses there for $1.5 million. They had a $500,000 mortgage that they got 10 years ago. They're walking into the Sonoma County market with $1 million to buy a house. They're not financing it. Right. They're gobbling up the inventory, buying second homes, a lot of that happening. And I think it's driving prices up, eliminating the supply. It's frustrating for me to see. You know, it's really hard. And not to say that those people coming into our marketplace are doing damage to it. I mean, this is just the way the economy works. It's just you have people here that have affordability issues, and I feel for them. So what do you do?
You leave? Is that what it's
that's what
to
they're
be?
Doing? Yeah. And I don't think that's the answer. I think what you do is you go, you look a little bit more north.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you don't necessarily leave the state.
Okay.
I think you go look a little more north. I think you look at Ukiah, Mendocino County's some really great home prices still. Cloverdale's becoming a little out of reach for people already too.
Really?
Yeah. And we also just hope that builders are going to build, and we wait for that too. And meanwhile, you come in and you talk to me. You give me a call at 707-583-8100, and we'll sit down together. And I'll explain to you how to budget for your mortgage, how we qualify you, how much of a down payment you need. Sit down, come up with a plan. I tell people we'll draw some X's and O's on a whiteboard, kind of like a football plan.
Sure.
You know, sports analogies work for a lot of folks. So we come up with a plan, and then you have an idea what you can afford, what you can't. The other thing is, if you are going to lose tax deductibility for your residents, how about buy an investment property? Changes things.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes, okay. Because you can write off your interest in your property taxes on your Schedule E. You're not capped the same way you are as writing it off on your Schedule A, where you have these caps.
Hmm.
It's a business. When you have an investment property, it's a business income. So talk to your CPA about that strategy, or come in and talk to me, and we'll get you pre-approved, and we'll walk you through that. And you can buy an investment property with 20% down or 25% down.
Right.
So there are strategies here to sort of mitigate the loss of deductibility for the new tax plan. I don't like it myself, but we'll see. You know, the details of the new tax plan are still not all worked out. Mm-hmm. The framework is worked out. So we'll see how it affects things.
And if people are thinking about making that move further north, you have offices up in Ukiah, right?
We do. So we have Hidden Valley Lake.
Okay.
That's our office. And then Windsor, of course. And then we also in Sacramento. That's another great market to move to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's affordable. It's amazing what you can buy out in that area. It's not that far from here.
Yeah,
you know?
Sacramento is actually pretty nice.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not encouraging people to leave this market, but I think what you have to do is just realize that for the next year, it's going to be a tight market.
Mm-hmm.
So hunker down, tie your landlord up into another year lease so they can't jack your rent up. And then look to see once the inventory starts to come back. It will come back. It absolutely will come back. Sellers are homeowners that are thinking about selling, they've been on the fence about selling, they will start to sell. And then also you'll have all this new development that's going to start coming in. And I'm not talking about just where Coffee Park and Fountain Grove, you know, areas that were impacted. I'm talking about new development that should have been happening anyways for the last 10 years.
Right. The area that Taylor mentioned, mm-hmm. I mean, for sure.
For
that
sure.
It's huge. There's tons of houses there.
Yeah. Or, you know, up off of Barnes Road area, kind of like north of Coffee Park, right? There's a lot of development up there.
Right.
I happen to know of quite a few development projects that are coming out. So it's going to come back. It really is. It is. So
can people talk to you about some of that new stuff? Do you have connections?
I do. I have information about new development projects that may never hit the market. They just sort of they don't want to sell everything all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to just get a an influx of buyers that just gobble stuff up and it may not be all ready. You know, the projects come out in phases.
Right.
So yeah, if you want to know about any upcoming homes, I actually know of several dozen that are not ever going to be put on the market. And you can call me and I'll introduce you to that real estate agent. Call me at 707-583-8100. Ask me about those new homes coming on that, again, will never hit the MLS. And I'll introduce you to the real estate agent that is going to be selling them over the next 6 months. Okay, so we are, oh gosh, show's almost done, isn't it?
It is almost
done. I shouldn't go there. I was going to go another direction. I'll have to save it for another show.
I do have a question.
Yes.
What if someone, as maybe a first-time home buyer or hasn't been in the market for very long and doesn't really know sort of where they stand? Can they talk to you as you talked about a game plan? Can they really say, maybe I'm not ready right now, but what, George, do I need to do to get there?
It's so fun. Yes, the answer is yes. And it's so fun when I have a conversation with someone, they're like, I talked to you 2 years ago and you know, you really gave me some good tips. And it's a regular conversation that I have, and I don't always take the best notes on my initial conversations with folks. So I say, well, good, I'm glad you followed the plan. Well, what are your goals now? And then we go through that, mm-hmm. and we match them up to what's available.
That's great.
People are seeing interest rates rising. That's a real fact. We've been talking about it for a long time that rates are going to rise. It is starting to happen, and that's okay. Don't let that be a deterrent. And be careful. I'll say this will be the last thing, and I'll get the hook. Watch out for the false advertising. There's a ton of it happening right now because mm-hmm. you're going to get lenders saying what their rates are, and we're actually 30 days ago or 60 days ago, and they don't always apply to you. So call us at 707-583-8100, and I will give you one-on-one consultation at Bay Equity Home Loans. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Catch us online at ksro.com, past shows, and come back next Wednesday at noon. We'll do it again. See ya.